Zechariah chapter 1. In the eighth month, in the second year of Darius, the word of Yahweh came to Zechariah, the prophet, saying, Yahweh was very displeased with your fathers. Well, this is at the time that the exiles are there in Babylon, or Persia as it became, and they should really have returned and all returned and rebuilt the temple and rebuilt Jerusalem as God wanted them to. Most of them actually stayed in exile. They preferred the soft life rather than actually the hope of restoring God's kingdom. And those who did return were not very enthusiastic. I've been reading in Haggai how they said, well, their attitude was, I want to build my house, live in my fancy house, whilst the house of God, the temple, lies in ruins. So Zechariah is reminding them. Zechariah is telling them, Yahweh was displeased with your fathers. You are here in exile because you sinned. Therefore tell them, thus is Yahweh of armies, return to me and I will return to you. And return is the same word for repent. He's saying that if you repent, then you will return to the land and I will return to you. Don't you be like your fathers, to whom the former prophets proclaimed, saying, thus says Yahweh, return now from your evil ways and from your evil doings, but they did not hear nor listen to me, says Yahweh. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, do they live forever? In other words, your fathers are dead now. They didn't repent, but you are to repent. But they were thinking, oh, we didn't do anything wrong. We're here because of the sins of our fathers. But Zechariah is saying, no, you also need to repent. My words, which I commanded my servants, the prophets, didn't they influence your fathers? Then they repented and said, just as Yahweh of armies determined to do to us according to our ways and according to our practices, so he has done with us. Now he's saying, well, some of your fathers did repent, and you should take the example from them. On the 24th day of the 11th month, in the second year of Darius, the word of Yahweh came to Zechariah, saying, I had a vision in the night, and behold, a man riding on a red horse, and he stood among the myrtle trees that were in a valley. And behind him there were red, brown, and white horses. Then I asked, my lord, what are these? The angel who talked with me said to me, I'll show you what these are. The man who stood among the myrtle trees replied, they are the ones Yahweh has sent to go back and forth through the earth. They reported to the angel of Yahweh who stood among the myrtle trees, and said, we have walked back and forth through the earth, and behold, all the earth is at rest and in peace. So these visions are a sort of a little peek into how things are in heaven. And I think the idea is that the angels had gone around backwards and forwards in the earth, and it means really the land of Israel, and everything was now ready, everything was now at peace and calm, and the exiles could safely return there. Then the angel of Yahweh replied, O Yahweh, how long will you not have mercy on Jerusalem and on the cities of Judah, against which you have had indignation these 70 years? Well, God had told them they were going to go into exile for 70 years and then return, but they hadn't returned. This is the same question that Daniel had, and here an angel asks it. So I think you learn from that we little people here on earth, we have angels in heaven who represent us. And our questions, like how long, which is the question of all the faithful, are, as it were, asked by our angels to God and to other angels. Yahweh replied to the angel who talked with me with kind and comforting words. So the angel who talked with me said to me, proclaim, saying, thus says Yahweh of armies, I am jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion with a great jealousy. See, God loves us so much. He is jealous for us. Because jealousy is really a part of love in this sense. I'm very angry with the nations that are at ease. I was but a little displeased, but they added to the calamity. In other words, they punished you more than I intended them to. Therefore thus says Yahweh, I have returned to Jerusalem with mercy. My house shall be built in it, says Yahweh, and a builder's line shall be stretched forth over Jerusalem. Proclaim further, my cities will again overflow with prosperity, and Yahweh will again comfort Zion and will again choose Jerusalem. So God's saying, You know, you're wondering about when you're going to return. I've returned already. I'm there in Zion. Come on. You leave Babylon and Persia, and those of you who have returned, come on, I'm here. God is ahead of us, and he wants us to come to him. I lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, four horns. I asked the angel who talked with me, what are these? He answered me, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Yahweh showed me four carpenters, and I asked, what are these coming to do? He said, these are the horns which scattered Judah, so that no man lifted up his head. But these have come to saw them off, to cast down the horns of the nations which lifted up their horn against the land of Judah to scatter it. So he's saying that those who had scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem, that is the Babylonians, they've all been sawn off. They're like horns that have been sawn off. And as we saw earlier in the vision, everything was at peace in the land. Everything was ready for them to go back. One of the sad lessons, really, from this whole thing about the restoration is all the potential that was wasted. God set the whole thing up for them. The angels were running around the earth making things ready, but most of the people didn't want to go. And so this is a tragedy, that God has made so much potentially possible. Somebody may be raised as a believer with a good, loving mum and dad, go to church, Sunday school, and so forth, and yet, you know, they could have done so much, but they didn't. And that's a tragedy. But all we can say is that we must work with what God has set us up to do, and realize that God has been extremely active in our lives in setting things up, his angels working behind the scenes, and we just have to go forward in faith.